I once asked a friend if she was looking forward to heaven, and she responded by saying, "I don't know, I'm not sure." And I said, "Well, why aren't you sure?" And she said, "I'm afraid I'll be bored." Well, you may laugh, but I think that's true of a lot of us here. We don't really want heaven. We want sort of a cosmic Disney world where we will be on cosmic rides and distracted, as opposed to really getting into what heaven is truly about. And if you have any worries or doubts about heaven after my homily, you're not even going to want to come to church anymore. Because Jesus says something very, very striking in the gospel today. He says, "This is eternal life." In other words, this is heaven. This is eternal life, to know the Father and to know the Son. That's it. That's heaven. That's the fullness of heaven. It's not, you know, the mansions that we hear Jesus talk about, because we're not sure exactly what that's all about. Yes, our bodies will be resurrected. There will be a new creation, a new world. And so in a physical glorified body, we will participate in heaven. But the reality of the core, the foundation, is God. Union with God, communion with God, intimate relationship with God. Now, if you're sitting there and you're thinking, "Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun," well, then we have to ask ourselves, do we know the Lord? Do we know God? Do we want to know God? Do we want to be people who are true disciples and come closer and closer and closer to God? Do we want to be like Catherine of Siena, who said, she got it, she got it. She said, "All the way to heaven is heaven." Why? Because it's all about God. She had a wonderful, intimate relationship with God. She knew God. And she was growing in her knowledge of God, her relationship with God. Because again, well, let me ask you another question. Do you like God? I didn't say love. I said, do you like God? If you had a good friend, would you say you like them? Why? What do you like about them? Can we say the same thing about God? We can only say that if we have knowledge of God. But God is more intimate to us than we are to ourselves. So again, we have to go back to our faith and ask, do we have any clue who God is? Do we know him? Do we want to know him? Because the truth is, as Jesus tells us, the more we know God, the more we're going to be faithful in following him, the more willing we're going to be to suffer, to die to ourselves, to hold ourselves accountable. That's all part of knowledge of God. Now, for all of us who are long in the tooth, and maybe you kids don't know what that phrase means, long in the tooth goes along with don't look a gift horse in the mouth, right? Because if the teeth are long, it means the horse is old. Well, so if we're long in the tooth, we're a little bit old. But for those of us who are proud to be ancient of days, we grew up on a little booklet called the Baltimore Catechism. Who remembers that?
Oh, my goodness.
Baltimore Catechism. And the very first question is, why were you created? Well, maybe it was, who is God? But let's say, why were you created? And what was the first thing to know God? To know, love, and serve God. But isn't that interesting? The first thing there is to know God. Because if we don't know God, how can we love him? How can we serve him? But knowledge of God, how do we grow in that? Well, it's really very, very simple. We get it from the Bible. We get it from the teachings of the church. We get it from the examples of the saints. We get it by participating in the sacraments. But it's not just a head knowledge, it's an entire body knowledge, an emotional, psychological knowledge, because as we grow closer to God, we're going to learn a lot of things about the glorious love of God for us and how glorious we are because we're made in the image and likeness of God. And as we get closer to God, we're also going to be a bit maybe shocked, ashamed, feel guilty, because we realize how so often we turn away from God and fail God. We sin. But knowledge of God, that is the underpinning for our lives as disciples here and now, and for heaven. Because again, if we don't like God now, well, our chances are we're not going to go to heaven, because when God says, well, you don't like me, you don't want me, you don't love me, why would you want to go to heaven? But if we have that desire to know, love, and serve God, which God has implanted in our hearts, then we're going to work at it. We're going to work at it. We're going to look at our lives every day and say, how well am I following Jesus Christ? How well do I know the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? What am I willing to do to change my life to be more faithful to God? How am I willing to go out into the world, as Jesus tells us, to bring the knowledge of God to other people, so that they too can get to know God? And so whatever they experience in their lives, they're always going to refer whatever is going on in their lives to their relationship with God. And we will be able to say, they will be able to say, really doesn't matter if people like me, love me, doesn't matter if I'm suffering, because I know God. God loves me. He is the one who gave me life, who sustains my life, and who is saying, come to me, be with me for all eternity. But again, we can go through life with maybe an intellectual knowledge of God, which may be the way we get into our full knowledge of God, but we're also called to recognize God is the truest, realest of all beings, and therefore is with us at all times, and that we can get to know him. And especially we can get to know the Father through his Son, God the Son, Jesus Christ, who was a human being. Looking at his life, we can compare our lives to his. And he guides us in that so that we can get to know him better. So that we actually do not only get to love God, but to like God and to look forward to heaven. Are we afraid of death? Well, we can't get to heaven without dying. And that's all part of the journey, to say, what role does dying play in my life right now? Do I deny it? Do I live my life as if that's going to happen in the future? I don't have to worry about it, so I don't have to get serious about my faith. Or is it something that's always going to be there? I don't know when it's going to happen, and it doesn't matter when it happens, because God is in control of my life. He holds me in the palms of his hands. He's giving me every grace and blessing so that I can grow in my knowledge of God, my love of God, and my service of God. So one of the questions I'd like you to take this week as you go home is, how well do you know God? How well do you know him? If you were to introduce him to someone, and that's what evangelization is all about, how would you introduce him? Would you be able to talk about your relationship with God, your knowledge of God? What would you say? And if you have some issues about that, you're not quite sure, what do you need to do? Pray, read the Bible, look at the teachings of the church and follow them. Be sure that you're celebrating the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, each and every week, because God is revealing himself to us. In the readings that we heard, he's telling us something about himself. And it's up to us to listen, to think about it, to talk with God about it, so that we can be knowledgeable about God. Because God is not this being that is unknowable. Praise God, he became a human being so that he is very knowable. He is as knowable today as he was 2,000 years ago. So our challenge is to think about that, our knowledge of love of God. How would we introduce him to other people? What do we need to do to grow in our knowledge and love and service of God so that we can look forward to heaven? In fact, we start to look more and more forward to heaven because we know that's where we're going to come face to face with the one who knows us, who wants us to know him, and who wants us to join with him for all eternity in his divine glory. That's his promise to us, his desire for us, but it's up to us to grow in that desire in our own lives. So again, as you go forth, think of your own knowledge of God. Where do you put it? What do you need to do? And then to work on it, because God does constantly answer our desires to know him more fully. And the more fully we know him, the more fully we will be able to live as faithful people, and the more we will be able to share that knowledge of God with other people, especially those who have no knowledge of God, who have never been introduced to him, and are looking forward to one of us telling us all about our relationship with God.